So in thinking about the goal, we focus on identifying a goal that does not embed the means, the how, to achieve the goal. Because once you embed the how into the goal, you're actually restricting the goal to a certain population of students. And you want to really remove barriers from the achievement of the goal. So you want to design the goal so it is encompassing of all students. So for example, if one were to set a goal of writing an essay on the causes and effect of the Civil War, what would happen by including the word write, you're going to eliminate those students for whom writing is a difficult task. If, in fact, though, the goal is a skill goal in which you really do want the students to write a particular thing, then you have to provide scaffolds for the students that have a difficulty in achieving that goal. So it might be that the process of writing using a pencil and paper is the difficulty. So you might provide an alternative, such as a computer. Or if it's difficult for a student to understand how to get started, you might provide a prompt with a sentence starter or a structure for a student so that they can, in fact, achieve the goal that you want to set out to achieve.